check it out one time.
Truth Nation, great morning. Welcome to Truth in the Morning on the award-winning 101.7 FM, The Truth. I am the legendary Home Blow, along with my girl.
The legendary Bailey Coleman.
There you go. Inside the American Family Insurance Studio in the heart of downtown at the Avenue. Will, great morning. How you doing and feeling?
Good morning, Will.
Happy Friday.
Woo!
What's happy about it, Will?
We're alive.
There it is. Very good, Will.
There you go.
Look at that. Never at a loss for words, this guy.
That part. You're going to learn today. Bailey, how you feeling this morning?
I'm great.
I'm great. You know, we got to, I'm going to talk about an event that I was blessed to be the musical conductor for yesterday. So shout out to Tina King.
Yeah.
Who was put in charge of putting this event together. And she's done some events, but this was like the biggest event that she was in charge of doing. And she knocked it out the park.
Wow.
She knocked it out of the park. So it was at the Washington Park Senior Center.
Uh-huh.
You know, and I like to call our seniors seasoned citizens.
Right.
It's from the Aging and Disability Resource Center, the ADRC, of Milwaukee County. And so it's the month of aging and disability. So they ended up putting on a celebration for the ADRC, and it was absolutely phenomenal. I want to thank Tina King, who ended up saying, hey, I need you. I want you to do this event. And all of her bosses were elated with the success. It was packed.
That's wonderful.
And talking about getting, I got them up early, as soon as they came through the door. So I made them feel welcome. And they were dressed in their 70s because it was.
That's what's up.
Yeah, it was a 70s celebration. And they came in with their Afro puffs, the Afros. Rock on with your bad self.
That was after the 70s.
But right. Defro. Once the doors open, and of course, you know, I'm very punctual with getting to a place and making sure that I'm set up. So as soon as I left The Truth, I went straight up to the Washington Park Senior Center and ended up loading in and setting up. Now, at the end, I found that it was a door that I could have went in and I'd have been right where I had to set up. So I had to go through this door, go through that door, and then go through another door, then go all the way to the other side of the room, which when I got ready to leave, they was like, you could go out this door if you want to. And I was like, it was right next to my damn vehicle.
Okay.
But you know what I'm saying? But the all of them, I played the Soul Train thing, the Sound of Philadelphia, and when the doors opened, so they came in and they was already kind of like moving and grooving. And and from there, I just continued to take it up. So we had a great, great time. And, you know, when you think about our seasoned citizens, for them to be active and, you know, moving, you get what I'm saying? That's a great thing because sometimes they're not as active, but they were able to relive some of their 70s glory days. You know what I'm saying?
They was throwing it back. Can't quite make the moves like they was making the moves back then.
Some of them were. So they was having a ball, and it was a great time. And I had to take so many pictures. It was like, so many that have listened to me for decades, and some had not met me, but a lot have.
Okay.
So I was taking pictures with some first timers who supported my career, you know, throughout and continue to support. But yeah, and then it was those who were like, yeah, I remember in this and that. So it was a great time. Shout out to Delectables by Donna. She done the catering.
Okay.
And the whole catering servers, they were over there jamming.
What?
You know what I'm saying? They were jamming. They had their 70s stuff on as well.
What?
So it was all good. Of course, we had to do a Soul Train line.
Right.
Shout out to the Silver Steppers. They done a
line Steppers.
Dance. Yeah, they done a line dance routine off Babyface. For the cool in you. So when I shout out to Kimberly Sweets at Signature Sweets, she done the desserts tonight and cookies. And
shout out to Kim. That's my girl.
Yeah.
Now, you know what? Now she has done, you know, listen, let me put in a plug for my girl.
Yes.
Okay. Because every occasion, y'all, I'm over there.
Mm-hmm.
Kim, look, I done been at Kim's house putting the final touches on my cakes and stuff. Every occasion, even Kendall's, you know, this is graduation season. Mm-hmm. Moms, dads, she did Kendall's graduation cake and it was phenomenal. Not only did it look amazing,
mm-hmm.
but
mm-hmm.
y'all, the taste, oh my gosh. I had his graduation party
mm-hmm.
at, this Italian restaurant at Mayfair. Y'all know the spot.
Mm-hmm.
So, because they have rooms and stuff there.
Yep.
Lil Shea and food. Mm-hmm. Okay.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
But anyway, you know, they had their cake, right? That came with the whole catering situation.
Mm-hmm.
Kim brought in her cake. They was leaving the other cake behind trying to get...
Right.
They was like, well, can I get another piece of this one, though? I was like, y'all, really? I was trying to take this home. They weren't trying to have me take that home. It was enough. The spot was two in, two out. They like, well, how many people did you invite? I don't know how many people was on the... did we have the registration for?
Mm-hmm.
You know, they're like, 30 people. This 30? Nah, this got to be 100.
Right.
They just came in to get cake. It's going to be fine. Right over here.
Right. Listen, phenomenal job. I'm happy that she also has a location inside of the Five-Star Impact Center at 1138 West Garfield.
Mm-hmm.
So
shout out to Kim.
And so she's teaching, you know.
Oh, yeah.
In there as well as, you know, cooking and baking. Well, baking, shall I say.
Yeah.
Hit her up. Go over there to 1138 West Garfield, right on the corner.
And she got her official chef jacket.
Yeah,
for the,
Food Network.
Food
and
Network,
yeah.
So she's an official Food Network person.
She's a winner.
Yes, she is.
You know, the TV show,
listen,
she should be slaying it.
Listen. Kim know how to do it.
Yeah, and then her and her husband, Taurus,
shout out to Taurus.
They went on one of the shows together about Valentine.
Valentine's Day.
And they won that.
Yeah, see?
So,
see?
Yeah.
That's how we do it.
It's a family affair.
Yes, it is.
Yeah,
absolutely.
And her daughter be doing her thing. So
it's
just a blessing. And, of course, when she came to drop off her signature sweets, she came, hey, Homer, you know what I'm saying? So, you know, I've always encouraged her and told her that some great things were going to be coming for
absolutely.
Her.
Absolutely.
And so as she continues to achieve different things, she'd be like, Homer, you know, she hit me up, let me know, like, guess what?
Guess what? Yeah.
And,
absolutely.
So, yes, shout out to her mm-hmm. again. Shout out to Delectables by Donna. Shout out to Tina King for it. I know she couldn't do nothing but have impressed her bosses
mm-hmm.
because she was the one put in charge of making this happen, and she did it. She did that, and they got to play bingo in between. They had raffles throughout the event. They got to hear from some of the speakers who were working with Milwaukee County in that area, and then someone from the governor's office was there.
Mm-hmm.
And I had some of them, you know, that were in those prominent roles dance. They didn't. They thought they was going to get out without dancing. Yeah.
What?
Yeah, I put them to work. And shout out to K&M Photography. They done the photography booth,
uh-huh.
and it was phenomenal. It was a success too. They were lined up because it had the Soul Train theme.
And, uh-huh.
You know, you take your picture and you send it to your phone or whatever, and get a printout.
Wow.
So
I like that.
Yeah.
Yeah, that's what's up.
That was hard.
I got to shout out MATC. I'm doing an event with them.
Okay.
With the MATC Barbering and Cosmetology Collective.
Mm-hmm.
They're doing a fashion show on May 21st.
Mm-hmm.
So I'll be at MATC on May 21st doing an event. Hosting an event for the Barbering Cosmetology Collective.
Mm-hmm.
They're having a fashion show. You know, I like doing fashion shows.
Yeah.
Okay. Yeah. I did the
Walk
It Out fashion show.
Well, you Shay Shay Fufu.
So. Well, you know what? That's what we lean in.
That's what I'm saying.
That's what we lean in.
So,
but
yeah.
I host events too, y'all, just in case. You can reach out for me on my socials.
That part.
I am Bailey Coleman. But yeah, I do host. I love hosting stuff. It's fun.
Mm-hmm.
It's fun. I don't come in with no little all the stuff that Homer come with. I just have my microphone ready when I get there.
Really?
Homer come with the whole, listen, Homer got an entourage. He got the whole, the turntables, the whatever, all the things. I just show up and ask for my mic and whatever notes you have for me.
Right.
Looking fabulous.
That part. You look marvelous, Billy
marvelous,
Crystal.
Marvelous, darling.
You know, Billy Crystal.
And you know what? For the Walk It Out, let me shout out MATC again, because for the Walk It Out hair and fashion show, of course, my girl, Megan Jackson, who's one of the instructors out there, she did my whole, hair. But they had a student do my makeup. And she did an amazing job. She did. So, MATC, shout out to them. That was for the Walk It Out Hair and Fashion Show. They just came through.
With makeup artists, commonly MUAs, why do they call it beat? Like when they do the woman's face, be like, oh, she beat that face. It sounds so violent. So, you know what I'm saying? I wonder why they chose beat. And especially with the amount of women that end up dealing with domestic violence. And I'm like,
you
why?
Know what?
Like, yeah, I beat her face too.
You know
what I'm saying? Like,
it just sounds,
whenever I hear it.
It's a cultural thing.
Because they be excited when they say it. Be like, oh, she beat your face.
Yeah.
I'm like, so did that guy, and he's going to prison. I'm just saying, and he's going to prison as he should.
It's a cultural thing. Come on now. You know how black women, we come up with slang and terms.
What is this thing with the fingers?
Clock it.
Okay.
Clock it. You clocked it.
Okay. So it went from tiny to clock it.
That's what it is.
Okay.
It's a cultural.
It's a woman thing.
It's a black woman thing. It's a cultural
black
woman
thing.
Can we just be with culture?
Okay.
Be down with the culture.
Okay, gotcha.
Yeah, you clocked it.
Okay.
There it is.
Okay.
Yeah.
Yeah. All right. Well, some women have clocked it because they just do this.
Or they're
and
late.
And we know what that means. When we come back, we'll talk about the fact that it is Mother's Day weekend.
Mother's Day weekend.
And we want to definitely recognize
those. If you're with me, listen, let me get everybody together. It is Mother's Day weekend. So you love your mama? Just go get some flowers. Just go get some flowers. Get a nice gift. Get her what she wants. Get her what she needs.
Yeah.
Do something nice for her.
We're going to talk about that.
Do something nice.
And the other thing that you have to be ready for at 8 a.m. And don't be late. Because today is what the business is.
Yes.
Taking place at 8 a.m. Central Standard Time.
It's Friday, isn't it?
Yes. Your chance to tell us your business, your black-owned business, where you're located.
Yes.
Something you learned along the way, how people can support you, or if you have an event coming up.
Yeah.
And it's always powered by We Energies, delivering the energy that powers local business. So that'll be coming up at 8 a.m.
8 a.m.
But we're going to talk about mothers and celebrate.
Yeah.
And I got some stuff that I'm going to start a little, I'm going to start a little drama.
Uh-oh.
Yeah. Just so you know.
It ain't got nothing to do with me, does it?
No.
I mean, we can call Kendall right now. He can get it going. He awake.
You're listening to Truth in the Morning on the award-winning 101.7 FM The Truth. We'll be black.
This is Truth in the Morning on 101.7 The Truth.
Truth Nation, welcome black. I'm the legendary Homer Blow, along with my girl,
the legendary Bailey Coleman, this morning, ladies and gentlemen.
Hey, own it. And it is Mother's Day weekend.
Yes.
It is Mother's Day weekend, and we got to celebrate. We got to celebrate.
Yes.
And, of course,
show your mama your lover.
Right. And for those of us whose mothers are no longer here, we send out a heavenly, and just take some solemn time to just, reflect on her.
I love my mommy.
Yeah. But I always tell people, try to give people the advice of, you got other mothers, so if you got a daughter, you got a woman, you got a wife, don't take out the missing piece of your mother being here on those mothers. You feel what I'm saying? They should still be able to be celebrated.
Yeah,
yes,
absolutely.
Take some time to, you know, grieve or whatever experience that you have to do to try to cope with that particular day because it's not the same anymore. Mm-hmm. But I don't like to see people take it out on other mothers that are closely in their life.
Right.
Because it's just I hate this day. And they're like, she's here. You know what I'm saying? So celebrate them. Mm-hmm. So that's just one of the things that I continue to try to tell people.
Yeah.
But, you know, because I get it. You know, it's you never get over it. You just learn to cope.
Yeah, you learn to deal with it.
So, but we got mothers that are here. And those who are still living and amongst us, I would like to say, Bailey, and now in my situation, I'm just being an advocate right now.
Mm-hmm.
I want to say happy Mother's Day to all of the father mothers.
Hey, there we go.
No, that's bull. I hate when some women say I'm the mama and the daddy. That's the drama that I'm talking about. So
he want to come out with this on Mother's Day.
If all these men got to deal with this on Father's Day, I'm the mama and the daddy. You are.
I think that there are.
So I'm the mama and the daddy.
I think that there are fathers that have to step in and be both parents.
No,
just like there are moms that have to. You have to be the omniparent.
Yeah, you're the
omniparent.
No, I don't look at it as that. I look at it as just being a responsible parent. So if you are married and your wife dies, then you have to just take on that extra responsibility. Listen, just because I rescue somebody from a burning building doesn't make me a firefighter. Just because I'm able to administer Narcan, it doesn't make me a doctor or a nurse. You feel what I'm saying? So I was a concerned citizen. I knew what to do. If I know CPR and I do CPR, yes, I saved somebody's life, but I wasn't a doctor. I was there to fill in. I knew how to do it. I knew how to take on that extra responsibility. So that's how I do it. But we're not going to, you know, but that was my drama moment there. I wanted to throw that in because so many times on Father's Day, fathers can't get it. They'd be like, I'm the mom. No, you're not. You're just a responsible mother that has some extra added responsibility because the father is not there. That's all.
And no.
My drama moment has been made.
Ta-da! Yeah, I ain't biting
but,
it. Though.
But now we'll go and celebrate those. But I just that's a pet peeve. So now
that's your pet peeve.
Yeah, I know.
But you've never had to play both roles. You've never had to do that. And there are men that struggle with that, and there are women that struggle with that.
Yeah, struggling is fine. It's a part of taking that responsibility. Like sometimes you may have learned CPR, but you never had to use it. But now when you have to use it,
I ain't biting. Ta-da! That's a point for both of us. We'll have to agree to disagree because if you've never been in that particular struggle, you don't really know what it is. But anyway, good morning, everybody.
I've seen a lot
of
people in it, so I've worked through it with a lot of people. So I do understand it, but I can't say that, oh, yes, it's been me. But today, it's me.
Whatever.
So I'm taking it. Hashtag no diddy. So to all of the mothers, and so in advance, happy Mother's Day to you, Bailey.
Oh, thank you so much.
You feel what I'm saying?
Yes.
Happy Mother's Day to Cheryl.
Yeah,
you know what I'm
happy
saying?
Mother's Day to Mrs. Blow.
Yeah, absolutely. Yeah. So, you know, I definitely want to give out the love and support. And, of course, to my daughters, you know, happy Mother's Day to them as well.
To all my sisters and cousins and whatnot. Happy Mother's Day to y'all.
Mm-hmm.
And all the moms. Everyone listening, everyone in our community, happy Mother's Day. If nobody said it to you.
Another pet peeve, if I can bring it up. Y'all got everything when it's Mother's Day.
Oh, my gosh.
We get saws and drills and ties. But
let's see, you have to express what you want on Father's Day.
Oh, no, they don't express nothing when they come out with all these commercials for Mother's Day. That ain't nothing. No,
they come out with the grill commercials for fathers.
Yes, they do.
But really, you only see
but mothers grill too.
Yeah, moms do grill.
What, they don't give them to y'all.
They don't give us grill.
Y'all get free breakfast and brunch everywhere. We got to find a selected spot that's going to do something. You can get half off.
But not fair. Not the full meal, but y'all get half off.
But y'all get the whole brunch. Y'all get the brunch. Y'all get everything.
Listen.
It's some great fathers out here, too. But I digress so we can still celebrate the moms.
Oh, my gosh.
Okay. It's on you, Bailey.
Speak
to the mothers.
I'm just excited for Mother's Day. Y'all, we're going to have a good time. We're going to go have a bite to eat. Like Homer said, what'd you say, Homer?
Y'all got evening brunch. Y'all got lunch, morning brunch. Y'all got so many great things. And I'm not saying that y'all not deserving of them. You are.
You know what? Brunches.
What about the great fathers?
I tend to stay away from the brunches. You know why? Because they're always super packed. And you're always there and you probably wait for an hour or so before you can be seated. Brunches are always just like, you know.
You know, I feel like
I just want to go get something good to eat.
For us, with Father's Day, and I know it's like, it's just keep calling me. I'm talking about good and great fathers, right? So good and great fathers. I think that we get what I call the Charlie Brown Halloween. You feel what I'm saying? All of the other peanut gallery. Ooh, I got this. I got what?
The Charlie Brown tree.
No. I'm talking about on Halloween. We like, they got all this. They showing off all the candies they got. The girls showing off their candy.
And he said,
I got a rock.
Right. I got a box of rocks.
You know what
rocks.
I'm saying? So that's how it is for a lot of times when it's Father's Day. We get a rock. Like, you got that tie. And then, you know, when they let the kids pick it out.
And
you got to wear it.
Yeah.
She know damn well it don't match nothing that we got. But he picked it out for you. She picked it out for you. And so we have to enjoy it.
Well,
but I digress.
Mothers be having that same scenario. I mean, we get the pictures that they draw that you got to keep for forever.
Yeah.
You got to hang it
on the refrigerator.
Refrigerator art.
Right.
Well, you know what? And the thing
what about
is,
the handprint and the gold, spray painted gold?
Yeah.
They're supposed to be a turkey.
Yeah.
Yeah.
All the things.
Mm-hmm.
And here we are.
I keep mine, too. I got it.
Yeah, I mean, that's what we do. That's how you suffer as a parent.
I didn't call it suffering. I know it looks like a giraffe, but if you say it's a fish,
it's a fish. And we'll just go with that.
I made a fish, Daddy.
Okay.
That's a whole dinosaur. That's a brontosaurus.
I mean, I used to have to listen. It's so funny because when I was, you know, after I had my son, I had people that worked for me or that worked with me that they had older kids, right? And I'd be like, so what do you do with all the drawings? And they just laugh and laugh. Well, you put it on the refrigerator till they don't notice. And then all of a sudden, it's gone one day. Wait a minute. One day, how about one day Kendall saw me throwing some of his refrigerator art, you know, just putting it to the side like it was about to make it into the dumpster.
Right, right.
And guess what? He was like, Mom, what are you doing? That's the giraffe.
Caught you.
He put it right back up on the refrigerator.
Absolutely. Because you was like, oh, I'm sorry. I didn't mean to do that.
I thought you was making me some more. Oh, why'd I say that? So then he would make some more and wanted this one to stay up there.
See, that's why we got to take care of some bills. But when we come back, I really want to give Bailey a chance to talk about mothers because, again, being a mom is hard. It's tough. And especially when you're doing it oftentimes by yourself.
Yeah.
So I want to, you know, want everybody in Truth Nation, please call in and give your thoughts. 833-212-1017. You're listening to Truth in the Morning on the award-winning 101.7 FM. The Truth will be black.
It's Truth in the Morning on 101.7 The Truth.
Truth Nation, welcome black. I'm the legendary Home of Blow along with my girl,
Bailey Coleman.
Happy Mother's Day weekend.
Oh, thank you.
Bailey, on you. Let's
Wait a minute. Let's go to True Talk text line. Who over there?
You got that. You want me to do... Oh, you want to go to the phone lines or YouTube?
Yeah, let's go to the phone lines first.
All right. Blake, great morning. Love you. Appreciate you. You hear the conversation so far. What's your truth?
Man, what's up, world? What's up, family? Hey, Homer. Hey, Bailey.
Hey.
Hey.
Happy Mother's Day weekend to the world. Without women, we wouldn't be here. And I appreciate the women that gave me my six children. And to every woman that has struggled with kids and stuff, I appreciate y'all. Yeah, well, now, you know, I'm 64 years old.
No, I still said, damn. Yeah, I'm just saying.
Yeah, of course.
Six. I get it.
Of course, I appreciate it. But life is good. And if you bless you with another one, that's what it be. But I'm out here to tell everybody.
Did you say you got seven?
I have six.
Oh, okay.
But you working on seven? Is that what you're saying? If you have another one, did you say?
It's God's will.
I know, that's what I'm saying.
Lady, I might want a child, yeah.
Okay.
I'm able to, and I'm happy. I don't mind keeping my kids. All my kids love me.
There you go.
And then to my daughters, they are mothers now. So I appreciate women. I love women. I've never been a woman beater. I don't understand how men fight women. I appreciate y'all for whatever y'all do and helping us be the men that we are. My mother has been gone 10 years. My grandmother passed on her birthday, so they've been gone 10 years together. That's my dad's mama. Never met my mother's mom. The things women go through, man, I just put it on God, put it on the Lord, not to be a bad person. And she always knew that I would be better than I was. So now I am who she knew I would become, and I don't speak to her in past tense. I speak to her as she's still here. So I go see her every day, and then on the holidays, it don't hurt so bad. On her birthday and on Mother's Day. Like this year, my big mama birthday is on Mother's Day today, this year. And like last year, my son's birthday was on Father's Day. So I just have to deal with things. And when dude cried yesterday about his child, about Alexis, and Homer, you held him hard. We, you know, men and women are very different. We're very different species, and it's for a reason. But I appreciate everybody. And baby, you stay shake, foo foo. Ain't nothing wrong with being expensive and bougie, because I'm expensive and bougie. Yeah, you know I mean, and if you can afford it, go and do it. And they doing this. This is what I learned. They're separating us on purpose. Not races, but they're doing it by classes. The flying situation and all the money thing. If you can make it, then go on and get it. If you can't afford it, leave it alone. But we ain't no need to fly, because that's why we used to go down south. We never flew down south when we went to the Bayou Classic and stuff. We always drove because it was too expensive.
Okay.
But take care of your women. Love them. And buy them something every weekend, so when the holidays come, you don't spend so much money.
All right. Thank you. All right.
Spread your funding out. In other words.
Bailey, let's talk about some motherly love and the joy that you have with Kendall. And just other mothers that you know and have watched them grow into motherhood. Because oftentimes, it's a lot of sisters that there was no manual for them, per se.
There's no manual with having a child,
right.
Whether you're a mother or a father.
You know what I mean?
No manual. I was looking for it. I was looking for it because I was, you know, when I had my son, you know, there's a lot of things going on. I'm like, wait a minute. Anybody told me about this part? What's this part? What is this? You know, and that's the funny part, because you always think as you go along, you know, I mean, when you get pregnant, there's a book called What to Expect When You're Expecting.
Okay.
Okay. So I got a lot of tips out of there. Right. You know, and a lot of it has to do with when you have this baby growing inside of you, what to do, what you're going to feel, things you're going to go through, right? And then there's like what to expect in the first year, you know. But they don't, in the first year, you know, your baby should be crawling by this time. Mm-hmm. This should be happening. And once you get past that, you know, they may be able to tell you the physical sort of things.
Mm-hmm.
They don't tell you the other stuff, like, you know, just like when, you know, about the things that you encounter,
mm-hmm.
you know, illnesses, you know, how you might, you know, the best way to give a baby a bath. Mm-hmm, especially when they're a boy, you know, the different things. And they don't tell you about all that.
Right.
They don't tell you about all those things. And so, you know, motherhood at the beginning can be a challenge because you're trying to figure out the obstacles. And then once you figure out the obstacles and how to overcome them, then you're on to something new. Because a baby changes from the time you give birth all the way up until they turn 18 or whatever. You know, so, I mean, it's not like you sit there and you know every step of the way and every, you know, you just have to learn and learn how to, you know, move forward with things and move forward with kids. That's all. I think about that. When I think about my parents, you know, I was blessed to have both of them in the house. But, I mean, I'm sure my mom, you know, I lost my mom first. She passed before my father did. And that was 30 plus years ago. And, you know, I think sometimes I think in my mind, I'm like, why didn't you tell me about this? Why didn't you tell me about that? You know, when it came to my son, you know, and one thing that she, there are things that she told me that I to this day go, wow, she was so right. And she would say things like, you know what? Things are going to be different. Things are different. Couples don't stay together like me and your dad did. So you have to prepare yourself. And she would always tell me and my sister that was next to me, don't have any kids you can't afford to take care of on your own. She literally was like, don't do it. And I know why she said that, because my mom had 6 kids. And back then, that was like, you know, a given, right? That was like a lot of folks were doing that. But she said, but as you get older, you'll notice a lot of couples aren't staying together to raise those kids. And that's where it becomes, that's where it's going to become difficult. So I want you to be prepared to be able to do it, you know, if you have to on your own. We hope that you won't have to. But, you know, do your best, you know. And that's what I did. And Kendall was the only one. And, you know, of course, my parents, you know, they raised us in the church and everything. And that was just something that I've always, you know, I've always done. And that's how I raised my son. Is he perfect? Am I perfect? Moms, dads? Nope, none of us. You know, but we work hard to try to achieve that goal because there ain't nobody perfect. There was only one perfect one, and he, you know. So, you know, we just all do our best and stay prayed up and try and teach your child in the beginning. So hopefully when they get older, they won't stray too far. And if they do stray, they'll come back.
Deep and real. That's the truth. In your opinion, as a mom, because some of us men struggle to try to find that perfect gift for the mother, whether it's your biological mother or it's the woman in your life, struggle for to find gifts because especially sometimes when it comes to your mother and your significant other in these situations, because every year you've kind of given them this and given them that. And it's like, okay, I don't know what else to get next. So as a mother, what do you think could help some of us as men and even some of the children to be like, okay, this is a good gift.
Well, let me say this first of all. There were many years where, you know, we laugh about the refrigerator art a little earlier and all that kind of stuff. And you know what? I love that. I still have it. It ain't on my refrigerator because he older now.
Right.
My son 25. So, you know, it's not on. Well, there's one piece that's still on my refrigerator, but it's not from my son. It's from one of my nephews.
Okay.
One of my great nephews. So, you know, we laugh and we joke about it, but it is, it's one of those things that as a parent, I loved and I always made a big deal out of it. You know, when he would give me one of those little hand-drawn cards, because I knew he wanted to give me something.
Mm-hmm.
But guess what?
What?
I also knew he didn't have no money.
Okay. Okay.
So it's not always about the store-bought. It's from the heart. You know what I mean?
Mm-hmm.
And I loved every moment of being a mother. And that was probably one of the biggest blessings that I have ever had in my life. Because you know what?
Mm-hmm.
It was fun. It was a true blessing. And if you enjoy your children, you know, they are God's blessing.
Mm-hmm.
And I totally enjoyed it. I had the best time ever. And he was like, Mom, could you stop? I was like, what? You don't want to go on a hayride? I want to go on a hayride. My son was just like, you don't want to do this? You don't want to do that? Mm-hmm. And then I also had the pleasure later on of being the coolest mom ever.
There you go.
You know, I'm taking him. I'm surprising him. I'm like, yeah. Mm-hmm. He like, you know, whatever group it is he like. And guess what? You know, we pull up and I'm like, you know, you got some of his favorite acts.
Mm-hmm.
And guess what? We going to dinner with him. We finna go hang out for an hour. They on your social media pages. I was like, yeah.
There you go.
You know? You know, those, you know, and it wasn't easy being my kid. I know that.
Mm-hmm.
It was
mm-hmm.
not. It was mm-hmm. not. Because there was a lot of, you know. Everybody said, oh, he's so lucky, he's this, he's spoiled.
Mm-hmm.
Kendall was getting up in the middle of the night with me going out, making sure radio stations were on the air.
Yeah.
This kid was sleeping in the back of my car. I'm out at a tower or something with some engineer or something. Yeah. You know what I mean? Yeah. Our kids did that.
We know those nights, And me DJing, so I get it. You're listening to Truth in the Morning on the award-winning 101.7 The Truth. Don't forget, coming up at 8 a.m. Central Standard Time is What the Business Is, sponsored by and powered by We Energies, delivering the energy that powers local business. So if you have a local business or you got a local business that black-owned business that you support, or you got an event coming up, be sure to be ready to call in.
8 a.m., y'all.
8 a.m.
833-212-1017. Write that number down so you're ready to call at 8 a.m.
Right, because it's not 8 a.m. right now. I'm just saying,
no, it's not. So don't. Will will be like, what?
Right. It's not time. Truth in the Morning will be black.
This is Truth in the Morning on 101.7 The Truth.
Truth Nation, welcome black. I'm the legendary Home of Blow, along with my girl,
Bailey Coleman.
Happy Mother's Day weekend.
Thank you.
Shout out to our brother, MC Dame Elsie.
Dame! What's good, Dame?
Of course, fellas, what are some things, you know, because I tell you, Bailey, we really do sometimes. It's like, I've been getting her gifts for this long.
You know what? The best thing to do.
So that's why we resort to money oftentimes.
The best thing to do is just ask her, what you want? Is there something you've been wanting? Yeah. Something you need?
Yeah. But then they tell you, I don't care. Just get me whatever you want to get me.
Yeah, I hate that.
That don't help
that's
us.
That's not a good, because they think, they know what they could use. They know what they like. Right.
And they expect you to have just read their mind.
Right. Ladies, we can't do that. Just say, I get the best gifts when I say. Sometimes, I'm going to be honest with you, sometimes I'll send Kendall a little link.
Mm-hmm. There you go. Send me the link.
And I'll be like, I want this and some flowers and to go out to dinner and then we cook.
You know
what I mean? Mm-hmm. I mean, just send them the link or whatever. Just say, you know, I'd like this, you know.
Mm-hmm.
Be reasonable, ladies.
Mm-hmm.
They can't get you no $100,000 ring. Well, most can't. You know, if you can, go ahead and hook that up. But you can do it. Go ahead and make it happen. But yeah.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm.
But yeah, I just, you know, that's what I do. You know, now he's older, right?
Mm-hmm.
So now he got a job. He could do, you know, he can do his thing. So I just, you know, I told him I want this, you know.
Mm-hmm.
I'm going to tell you, I'll be honest. This year, you know, we always go out to eat on Mother's Day, right?
Mm-hmm.
And so what's funny to me is, you know, the first time he took me out, you know where he took me?
Where?
He was so proud. So I had to be proud with him.
Burger King?
And I posted pictures. Y'all might, if you follow me on Facebook, I'm on. I'll probably repost the picture. No, you know, he took me to Taco Bell.
Oh well, you know.
Yeah.
So, but
I mean, he was a kid.
But that was
He's a kid.
You know what I'm saying?
A baby. He just had my brother. He went over to my brother's house. He had just come back from Seattle. He went over to my brother Mario's house. Shout out to my brother Mario.
Mm-hmm.
And he earned a couple dollars.
Mm-hmm.
And so
mm-hmm.
he was so proud. I think he was picking up leaves or something, doing something in his lawn.
Right.
And he was like, you know, we got to go. You know, he was about 10, 11 maybe.
Mm-hmm.
And he was like, we're going to go. And well, you want, Mom, let me take it. I got it. I'm going to take you to Taco Bell. Mm-hmm. We're going to go to Taco Bell. I was like, okay. Because there's this restaurant that we both love in Seattle called Taco Time.
Mm-hmm.
And it's more, you know, it's a little bit, it's an upgrade, couple upgrades from Taco Bell. But anyway, so we knew we couldn't go there. But he was like, I'm going to take your taco. Okay. I got a couple crunchy tacos. It was all good. That was my Mother's Day then.
Mm-hmm.
So this year, he got a choice. I either want to go to our favorite sushi spot or I want to go have some crab legs. I ain't playing with it.
There you go.
That's it. That's all. And, you know, I said I want to pick something else out, too. So, and then that's going to be it. We're going to be good.
They're going to learn today. Nurse Aria Kawanda said, that's my son. Even at soon to be 30 years old with his gifts, he's a link sending king for sure. But yeah. It helps and makes shopping easier. I'm just saying.
Yeah, yeah. There so, moms, just send a link.
Mm-hmm.
Show him what you know. I'll send him a link to Amazon. Mm-hmm. You know, send him a link to wherever.
Mm-hmm.
If that's what you want, you may just want some flowers or something. You know, just don't make it hard on them. Just tell them what you like. You
right.
know, they may give you a gift card where you can go pick it out yourself. I like that, too. I like that, too, because I like to go shopping. You know, I'll save up my gift cards for a little bit, you know, and then have just one Saturday where I just go shop. And I ain't got to spend no whole lot of money or nothing because I got gift cards.
Mm-hmm. That part.
I got one off the True Talk text line 833-212-1017. Stacy said, shout out, Bailey. My son just turned 25 in April. Still hooping in college. Decided to go back to school after 2 years off. I commend him for that.
Mm-hmm.
No one's perfect. He wasn't, but has seemed to figure it out. Shout out to Stacy. You know what? That's wonderful. That's wonderful. You know, all our kids need to hopefully, and we'll hopefully figure it out like that.
Mm-hmm.
You know, right now, if you can go get your education, you know, you should do it. You should do it because you know what? You get out here, you get to working, and you realize that you want more. At mm-hmm. some point, you're going to realize that.
Absolutely.
And you want to be able to do more. And what is going to help you get the better jobs? Is just having a little education in your background or having that experience. So, you know, both would be good. If you can get both, you know, whether it's an associate's degree, some type of certification in something, mm-hmm. those things always help.
That part.
I'm just putting that out there. Just share them with you.
That part.
Because we need to upgrade our city and everybody needs to be able to make some more money.
Real talk. That's it. That's all. So again, you're listening to Truth in the Morning. If you have some gift ideas, let us know. I think that link thing and Nurse Aria Kawanda, again, she agreed as well, like help. Because again, sometimes we didn't got this, we didn't got that, we didn't got this. We're like, okay, no more flowers, no more. You know what I'm saying? It's like, okay, I done got every kind of flower that you think of. Like, okay, they had a flower shaped like this. Now they got money flowers.
Oh, wait a minute. I got a story, a quickie.
Okay.
To tell you, my son, for years, would bring me a plant.
Mm-hmm.
And I loved him, but mm-hmm. I ain't got no great thumb. So my plants would never make it. Never make it to the next Mother's Day. Never. Kill them all. I just can't. He finally was like, last year.
Kill them all.
He finally was like, so, Mom, I'm not going to get you no plant. I was like, whew. Because trying to make sure that puppy stayed alive was just like... So, Kendall, remember, don't forget.
No plants.
I'll take some flowers because we know eventually they're going to go. But one year he did give me some forever flowers, and guess what? I still have those.
There you go.
So y'all might want to invest in those. They're forever flowers.
Yep.
They do not depart.
I'll tell you something that will depart. If you get her this, fellas, you know, because we always think of money. Yeah, that flower going to get devoured. You know what I'm saying? Like, it's not just made out of singles. It's not just $1 bills.
Yeah.
It's fives. It's $20 bills. And it's a whole, you're going to feel the leaves. Be like, hey, I didn't know the leaves could die on that. Like, shoot. See, now Nurse Ari Kawanda said on the YouTube page, now the money flowers, I would love to receive one of them one day. Sincere Ronnie Ray Real. Hey, just a message. All right, we got to get ready to take care of some bills. And it is time. I would say just so you can start getting in on the line early. If you have a black owned and operated business, or you know a black owned and operated business that you support, and you want to give them a shout out and let people know in the community know where they're located. If you have an event that's coming up, you can call in and let us know. This is all powered by We Energies, delivering the energy that powers local businesses. So each and every Friday morning at 8 a.m. Central Standard Time, you get to call in to 833-212-1017 and let us know what the business is. So
yes.
Start calling now. And, you know, me and Bailey, we always have our things, too, that's coming up. And
right.
You can hit the MATC. I
yeah.
can hit what I'm doing tomorrow
right.
night. And, you know, all of those
yep.
great things.
Yep.
And the birthday party for the kids.
Yes, absolutely.
So we'll be black.